is such an extreme sport. It is actually classed as an extreme sport. So girls that play roller derby are basically kitted up with protective pads and helmet and mouth guard and so on. But the nature of the game is rather rough from an outsider's perspective, because essentially we are hitting each other, using our shoulders and hips, and essentially trying to push each other over whilst on roller skates. So you can imagine going at speed, you can have some quite spectacular falls. But we wear, as I say, a lot of safety equipment. And the girls that play notoriously are quite sassy, flamboyant characters, many of them are. But it's a mix between the sort of entertainment side of the sport to the crowd, to the spectators, and all the players having these kind of individual personalities. But it is also, at the same time, a serious sport, and it's athletic, and girls are on the track to win.
Now, the way you've described it, for me, that makes it sound exciting, something that I think a lot of people would want to play. If what you described turns people off, maybe they feel a little bit scared based on what you were saying. Talk to me about if they were a spectator instead. I mean, I gather it's this high-energy, exhilarating type of viewing.
Oh, absolutely. It's fast-paced. There's quite a crowd. It draws quite a crowd. So there's a good number of spectators in the audience. And, as I say, it's fast-paced. It's quite hard to understand the first few times you go along to a derby match. But teams are aware that this is still growing awareness within the community, and so that's taken into account in terms of, there's a lot of explanations at games in terms of the programs that you receive when you go through the door, and also there's always a DJ, if you like, on the microphone, and they'll be interpreting the game and the rules as it goes along. So hopefully, if people get into it, it won't take too long at all before you start picking up the rules and understanding the dynamics of the game.
Now, you talk about going to a game. That suggests this has been going on probably without people's knowledge. So how long has it been going on for? What's been happening?
Yeah, it's the sport actually started way, way back in the sort of 1930s, I think, in America. So older generations might remember seeing roller derby played, actually. It was even on the TV back in the day. But it kind of died a death for various reasons. And the sport was revived successfully around the millennium year in the US. And it spreads like wildfire across the ponds and across, you know, all around the world. And it really is an incredibly fast-growing sport, particularly for girls. In the UK, I think it was around 2006, that sort of time, that it arrived in the UK, and a few leagues started up around London. And now there's over 100 leagues across the UK, and it's still, say, I would almost class it as an underground sport. It's still not widely known, and often you'll start talking about roller derby, or we'll walk into a pub after a game all in our kit, and people will be looking at us strangely and asking what we do. And when you try and explain it, people initially get very confused and wonder, is there a ball in the game? How do you score points? And it takes a while to explain the essence of roller derby. But once people understand it, they're totally intrigued and are keen to come along and watch and see what it's all about.